WTOP News Time, 6:52.
The big game is almost here, and many of you are planning to throw or attend a Super Bowl party this Sunday. And tonight, we have some wine suggestions perfect for game watching.
And joining us now, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner and our wine of the week. Now, Scott, when it comes to football, most folks are thinking beer, but you have some wine suggestions you think will be perfect.
I do. I have some perfect wine suggestions. And lest I get escorted out of here, truth be told, I am a 49ers fan.
But
to make amends, I had to step up and offer some great wines in order to, hopefully get invited out somewhere, right?
Ravens-inspired wines, right?
Ravens-inspired wines. So Ravens fans are raving about Ravenswood.
Oh. Of course.
Yeah, like the 2009 Ravenswood, Napa Valley, Old Vine Zinfandel. This will get you in the game. Dense yet supple, like me. This is a team player's inn. It offers up blackberry, black cherry, dark raspberry flavors on the medium-bodied frame. And it's got these really nice, smooth tannins, bright acidity, characteristic notes of pepper. And they're just backed up by a little bit of hint of cocoa on the charming finish. $19.
I was really surprised in a way. There are so many different Zinfandels that Ravenswood makes.
Well, Joel Peterson, who is the founder of Ravenswood, has been prolific in his career. And yeah, they make probably close to 15 Zinfandels now, but we're only going to talk about a couple tonight.
Okay.
They're all good.
What's the other one?
How about a 2009 Ravenswood Zinfandel Old Hill Ranch Vineyard from Sonoma? Now, this wine is actually from a single vineyard, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's juxtaposition of, that's a good word, right? Juxtaposition. Mm-hmm. Ripe boysenberry, sweet cherry, blueberry liqueur flavors against spicy, peppery frame. It just provides this beautiful balance between richness and rustic. Long finish, coats the entire palate, $28.
Okay, if you don't want to go with a pure Zinfandel, what do you got for us?
Well, of course, this is the big one, right? Like, mm-hmm. Ray Lewis is an icon on the field.
Uh-huh.
How about the 2009 Ravenswood icon, which is a field blend?
Uh-huh.
Right? Like that? Zinfandel, Carignan, Petite Syrah. It sports a sweet fruit bouquet of blackberries, dark cherries, hints of toasty oak, and then the flavors are just amazing. Blackberry jam, black raspberry, black pepper. They just attack the palate like Lewis sacking a quarterback. I'll tell you. And subtle flavors of vanilla, clove, cinnamon, supported by firm tannins. Just an elegant, long, beautiful finish. Going to set you back $75, but it's an icon, and it's really well worth it.